Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Thank you. Listen, all of that film. Yeah. This is my backup channel. I see a bunch of notifications when I get sent out there. And I wait for somebody out of dinner here. That fish. Been a little nauseous at the moment. But I'm gonna admit to that. Now, let's see. Now, let us just say this. Now, I didn't set a notification to come out. I just want to say that a non-black man is there to split with a bit at a non-black man. I'm going to put that man in there and blame black men. Shouldn't it? Now, the person I've just been here to let you know, the person just said that I'm on, okay? Now, I say that for the simple fact. Yeah, let me see. I hope the notification's out now. Oh, my God. Okay. So, the reason why I say this is because the simple fact that to the definition of themselves from black. You ask a person who's Dominican or Puerto Rican or whatever, you ask them, are you black versus male? They are such and such. They're from such and such place. Nobody really identifies as black unless it suits them. You understand what I'm saying? So if only when it suits them that they are black. So I got quite a few things called that today that is going to show them that we have to let them hold their own nuts. Understand? So for those that's coming in here, please make sure that you hit that like button. Alright? So I'm going to press play for a second. Yeah. So we're not going to go through those videos because I'm pretty sure some of them seen it, but we're going to go through a lot today, especially about surrounding living in their culture. That's number one. Okay? Now, we're going to hear what a good producer may not heard it. I'm going to try to hear it again. Listen to the men in the background.
Let's do this in the head, but let's continue on that more, let's do that.
And that's it. That's how she is. Anna Tabella, it's just that she is missing it. Black American men issues. We are not going to take any accountability so that other people do in their culture. The black people do things in our culture, and it's negative. We think about ourselves. And that's the blackness of us. That's what those blackness of us do. Those blackness of us, those are just attack us. All the people, all the blackness of us, all the other different cultures, the blackness, they literally do not. Put to that extent like we ever do. You know what I'm saying? When we open our eyes, we put the tell everybody else that. We are the most open arm ethnic group and a pyramid because we are open arms to everyone and doing that. But that's going to take thing that comes with it. Okay? And it's good that. Let me look at some of the list. Okay?
Now, again, you feel sympathy for that black, for that female
And if there's sympathy better than that benefit, that better than that benefit had a bit of it than that benefit. So that means this that there that the people, there's very feminist, have to die about that man, that man is answer that that's the method of that woman. Degrading that man, disrespecting the person, that person, this disrespecting shit. And then if something happens and that all of it should never happen. No, this is the reason that it happened. So is that the feeling to do anything but not lose the patience. It's different patience. She can't do what she's doing here. It's a matter. She's a prayer. I'm going to say that one more time if the debt is. If the debt register, what's in the register now? Now she's acting for my children. And I say she deserves that. But the way she acts, and you see all her videos, you don't go to her Instagram page, you don't have everything for that. How she portrayed herself to be, and she said she's not aggressive, she's nearly aggressive, something like that. I feel like this is not that true. She is an aggressive female. But an adverse attitude, condescending kind of character. So the condescending, aggressive, masculine, disrespectful energy. She cannot act like that in her country. They have different laws. They will kill her. Literally. She can't do that. She can't do that shit in fucking Saudi Arabia. The bitch will be starving to death. Put to death. Her job for life. Literally. Deep leather. They will probably feed her to the lions. You know that lions and tigers is fucking. I mean, tigers. Yeah, lions. That's fucking pets. So it's like, as soon as you get out of here, you get so tempted, and then you look at these videos, DVT, and all this crazy stuff that you get on shit stuff, and then you get your character form or whatever, and try to mimic the negative stereotypes of black women, and this is what the fuck you get. This is what this shouldn't have happened for us. That is true, that shouldn't have been this. I said, I think she just put this out. I don't know, I'm not sure. Well, one second ago, she just put this out. Remove tobacco, remove for apple, tobacco, and drugs, or whatever. So, yeah, she just put this out one second ago. She said, Saturday and a half minutes, and then, I actually tried to hit her up, but, it is what it is. But, there's another video I'm gonna, show you too. Matter of fact, let's listen to these definitions real quick. Check it out. Let's check this out. Those who's in here, I appreciate you for being in here. I don't know why my screen is black like that, but okay. Could you please share that I'm on? I would gladly appreciate you if you share that I am on. It's my backup page, and then I know the number for places is going to be kind of crazy, but that would be in our salad. Thank you. And if I want to call in as well, for those who have any thoughts, the phone line is already open, so I'll let you know if you want me to put the number up. But this one goes on a finale. As far as the circumcision is concerned, these ladies, it says, Samaria has recorded the highest cases of FGM, that 98% of girls between the ages of 5 and 11 have an undergone type three fibrillation, which is the most brutal thing. And the UNICEF reports at least 300 million girls in 39 countries around the world. But across the world, it depends on, you know, the country or whatever. They get mutilated. You understand what I'm saying? There's a lot of crimes against women in Somalia. It's crazy. You understand? But they can't do shit out there. Hold on. I forgot to show you this. Hold on. Check this out. Somali women have no fucking rights. Women and children in Somalia face many violations of their rights, including gender-based violence. They have limited access to justice systems. Women and child rights law the policies have remained vast. They are not prioritized. This contributes to the continuation of at the limit of this, for what it is. The part of that spirit evident. You understand? So you can see where the hatred comes from, that's when there's no moment. But actually, the better kind of sinning to men. I have to understand that because the men in her second country, in her country, looks good, they have no rights to can be shit. The Black American men should not bear, should be the bearers of their fathers and the people in their country. Somalia is in the inequality and the just about poverty, disability, social class, and health dependencies that violate women's rights in Somalia. So then women in Somalia are susceptible to gender-based violence and sexual violence. An issue that is happening in areas of poverty. And this is 10 years ago. So you can imagine how many victims have her, her mother, and all of them have gone through. That's why these women have to be a separatist, man. I hate to be a separatist. I really do, but it's just time. Because people just said, put the man in the corner, and they look at you like you know nothing. That they mimic exactly what you do. Some of them, man. This is the person of practices that they have the nerves in the air, but you just put them living under a tree. You put them living in a hut. That and that allows you to earn different types of the land. And then come here. It's unbelievable. But how is that going to know? But I'm going to come back to like I said, I'm going to go to the men of different places, how to treat the linen. And it's very different Black American men. Because why Black American men have to be the better than all adults. We have to be generalized and put the negative shit that comes to other people's cultures. And eventually generalize it as Black men. No, nigga. Somalian men. Haitian men. Jamaican men. African men had to treat their fucking skin. They're not no rats. You said, I'll be better. And you and my other rats, you know this and they're not. You're better rats than the useless I've never been. And you, Zakamun Dashi, you go to the car and you wrap your hair in the piece. And then you use that piece. And you're gonna use it as a ship, as some soup. Get the fuck up out of here. Get the fuck out of here. That American men, they're saying, lay down, motherfuckers. The Black woman is not a personal practice. It is a business. It is a total business. Thank you that you said. I'm not expecting anybody to agree with me, but God damn it. I'm going to give you some concrete evidence, and I'm going to try to make sense to some people. Okay? I'm sorry for that girl being hit upside the head. It doesn't matter for that much of us. But with her energy that she brings, it was destined to happen. That's what I'm saying. It was destined to happen. Everybody that's still on here, please make sure you share. Now, look what she said. I'm not passive aggressive, I'm massive aggressive. That has nothing to do with other Black men's fear. It has everything to do with everything that is going on within her culture and Somalia. It has everything to do with it. And don't generalize it as Black men. Do you understand where I'm coming from? You don't have to agree, but do you understand where I'm coming from? Do anybody agree? Do you press a 1 or a 2 for 9? Do you have any thoughts? You can call in this number. I would definitely like to know your thoughts on this. What are your thoughts? Okay? So let's go. I don't know any videos in particular. But she's been on Busy Black too. I'm not dropping that. Well, she had a fat ass and all that, but that shit means nothing. And then this person has to send this person a certain address. That's what they're doing, Samantha? That's just kind of limited. Look at this.
Thank you.
So when Because if you do, that's the last thing that I'm going to do, that's the last thing that I'm going to do. So that is a bit of evidence. Limited access to justice systems. Limited and tight life laws. the Pattersons have learned that. They are not part of the past. This contributes to the continuation of sexual violence against women and girls. Today, women in Somalia are susceptible to gender-based violence and sexual violence, an issue that is heightened in areas of conflict. This is the fucking person. Black American men that practice this shit out of here. We don't do the shit that's out there in that person. So that shit out there is how to generalize the black men. Black men do that. Not an act like this, I'm glad that we don't do that. This is the position of an access from other places. Five other things is the same. Not an act like that. Do not have that. That is the fact. It doesn't matter. It's honest. That's the thing. Everybody put their panties in the bus and you're like, nah, that is us. Because I've been so quick. Not that that person ever feel like another. Don't set it in the bus. Don't set it in the pastor. Don't set it in the bus. 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 Don't fathers and mothers and tell us do not mess the anybody outside our person. We are not good at like that. That is not in our person. Learn Black Americans, learn Americans ever says that the grandma, the father, grandpa, and mother told them do not set the nose outside the person. This is what women back in the day do to the racism and shit like that. These are part of the day due to the history that we have to do with those people. It's a difference. And that being said, due to how they receive it. That is the only exception. So the fabulous that I've been here long enough, anything I ask, listen to Stan and share this video. Hit the like before you leave. I will be back on my other channel in a few days. YouTube is a piece of shit. So I will be moving away from it, and I know it ain't the same. But YouTube will be awesome, fuck shit. But at the end of the day, make sure you share this video, and like it, and I'll see y'all tomorrow or something like that. Alright? I'm out this motherfucker. Peace. I should have put it in the tabs. I'm going to put the tabs in there. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.